everyone. I'm Amy Simpson with Branfield. Tom Slate is the president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council.
So let's start off. We're at NAFB convention at Trade Talk. Talk about some of the things that you're wanting people to take away today.
For us, it's kind of a really interesting environment right now. Very active environment on the trade front, and so there's a lot of good things to talk about in terms of trade. A lot of challenging things to talk about in terms of trade. Overall, though, it's good news.
So you were just in Mexico last week. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, we've been going to Mexico consistently for the last couple of years as the NAFTA has been renegotiated. Again, Mexico is our number one customer for corn, our number two probably customer for sorghum, number one customer for DDGs, number one customer for barley, a growing market for ethanol. For us, it's got everything going there. So we've been going there relatively consistently to talk to customers, to see how things are going, to make sure we're showing the flag, so to speak, with our best customers. So, with the agreement now, negotiations completed, we felt it was a good time to go, touch base again, and that's exactly what we found. Customers were relieved that the negotiations are done.
And with the USMCA coming into play, what will that mean for farmers?
For free grain farmers, coarse grain farmers, this means we're going to have back to business as usual. That's the most important thing. We were in a meeting with a lot of the feed livestock associations from across the country. And we're talking about things about, what's going on with railroads, what's going on with mycotoxins, what's going on with the, crop harvest, the progress. And I said, thank you. It's really great to be talking about these kinds of things rather than talking about withdrawing from NAFTA or tariffs or things like that. So again, it's that sense that farmers, this is your best customer or business as usual. We need to get this agreement ratified.
Administration seems to be trying to get new trade agreements with Japan, European Union. Is that good news? And kind of what are some of your thoughts about continued trade disputes with China?
Over 50% of our exports are going to countries we have free trade agreements with. So naturally, yes. Same sort of thing with Mexico as Japan. We want to make sure we continue to have a strong business as usual with Japan, because again, a fantastic market. It's been a fantastic market since our organization started in 1959. There's some things that we want to see changed on meat access. That's very important to farmers, but also things, ethanol access, little items like that. Some tweaks on biotech policies, phytosanitary agreements, things like that can all be straightened out with talks with Japan. Very, very important.
And anything else you'd like to add in?
We're leveraging these funds around the world and leveraging those checkoff uses, but we need the Farm Bill passed, because two programs we operate from, the Foreign Market Development Program and the Market Access Program, are authorized through the Farm Bill. So let's get the Congress back to work and pass a Farm Bill.
And do you think that will be possible through the lame duck session?
Everything I hear is that yes. The answer is yes. But I also heard that they were going to get it passed in July, too. So
that's Tom Slate, president and CEO. I'm Amy Simpson with Branfield.